Chapter 6 on the Oregon Trail. Matt and Linda now felt very conspicuous. They walked along the street, feeling the eyes of everyone watching them closely. Then a voice called them by their names.
Matt, Linda, I think it's time for us to talk,
it said. A big man with a long moustache and a badge in the form of a star was sitting in a rocking chair on the veranda of a small stone building. The sign above his head said, Sheriff's Office. The two friends were sitting in the sheriff's office as he explained to them why there were photos of them all over the town.
Your uncle had the idea of the poster to bring you to my office.
Isn't our uncle here?
Asked Matt.
No, but he left a letter for you,
replied the sheriff, taking an envelope out of his desk. Linda opened the envelope. Inside was the photograph from the wanted posters and a note.
Dear Matt and Linda,
she read,
I hope you like the photo. I took it on the bus to Duxbury, do you remember? I'll be at Fort Laramie. Meet me there. Best wishes, Mr. Wells, your uncle.
Oh no,
said Matt.
Where's Fort Laramie?
It's on the Oregon Trail,
answered the sheriff.
You can go with one of the wagon trains, but watch out for redskins.
They're called Native Americans now,
said Linda indignantly.
Not redskins.
Matt groaned.
Native Americans indeed,
replied the sheriff gruffly, an angry light in his eyes.
Redskins, Indians, call them what you want. They'll scalp you before you can say your prayers. My brother was killed by Native Americans in Colorado, and his wife and two kids, a brother and sister, like you.
He looked at them sadly now as he polished his silver star. Linda was embarrassed and said nothing.
Good luck, kids. Now go and find a lift to Fort Laramie.
Matt and Linda, now brother and sister looking for their uncle, were offered two places on the wagon of a young Irish couple, Sean and Molly O'Reilly. The next morning they left Kansas. A dozen covered wagons, pulled by horses, moved slowly across the vast Nebraska plains. Sean, a small, cheerful man, talked happily to Matt and Linda. His wife Molly, a thin, red-haired girl with big green eyes, was less enthusiastic about the trip.
This is the Oregon Trail,
said Sean.
Used by pioneers for 25 years to cross the Great Plains and the Rocky Mountains. We're going to Oregon to start a farm. We were farmers in Ireland. It's a long journey,
remarked Matt.
And dangerous,
laughed Sean.
There are tornadoes in Nebraska, and then there are the Indians.
Molly didn't laugh. She looked worried.
Our wagon is our home now,
her husband continued.
And our fort, if necessary.
They travelled 15 miles a day. At night they stopped to cook their provisions, or rabbits and other game they caught, on campfires. If the weather was bad, they slept in the wagon. If not, they slept under the stars. One fine night, Linda was woken by a strange sound. She opened her eyes and saw a huge rattlesnake only a meter from her head. She screamed, and Sean arrived and hit it with a stick.
Did it bite you?
Asked Molly, worried.
If it did, we must put some horse manure on the bite.
No, I'm fine, thanks,
Linda assured her.
Thank goodness it didn't bite me,
she added quietly to Matt.
Horse manure? Yuck!
One morning, the wagons stopped suddenly. Three men on horses were watching them from a distance.
Indians,
said Sean, preparing his rifle. As the three riders came nearer, Matt and Linda saw from their fierce, proud expressions that they were indeed Indians. They were dressed in simple leather clothes, rode without saddles, and carried knives and tomahawks in their belts.
Don't shoot, Sean,
whispered Molly.
They're going away, look.
Matt and Linda, nervous but curious, watched the Indians pass in silence. Now they really were in the Wild West.